Blog Talk Radio.
Hello,
intro?
Everyone. Welcome. This is Access Astrology on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Mark Waltz. I'm speaking to you from New York City, and I'm joined by my colleagues.
Ann Ortley, and I'm over here on the east side by the East River at the Bright Red Desk. And we don't see Heather yet in the switchboard. So.
Okay. Good. So, busy week.
Yeah. Completely. What are you seeing in that heaven?
Mercury retrograde.
Yeah. Mhm.
And Mars being very active.
Mars is very active. Yeah. He's
including Mars and Mercury together, coming up.
Yep. Coming soon.
Yeah. So expect a lot of faster than usual communication, but with reference to things past.
Yeah, because of the retrograde. Yeah. And a nice, juicy new moon in Libra on Wednesday with Sun, Moon, Mars, excuse me, at 13, forming a finger of God with Neptune and Uranus. Pallas Athena in Pisces and Uranus. So it's like pumping all this energy towards taking action. So a lot of energy about that.
Yeah. That one's going to feel like I should be taking action, but I'm not sure exactly what it is. So why don't I just take a chance?
Right.
And that is the correct answer. Take a chance.
Take a chance on me. Yeah. And then we have Pluto stationing to go direct. And interestingly, he's back to where he was on January 4th. So the degree was on January 4th as we're starting to have the hearings heat up in Congress on the insurrection and the Capitol attack. So that'll be, you know, stuff coming out about that. And he stations on the same day that the new moon happens. So it's kind of a supercharged new moon with Pluto stopped that day.
Yeah, and having Pluto play a role in that and with the Capitol insurrections points to the upcoming Pluto return for this country.
Yes. Which is all next year.
So we
February,
we're
July,
feeling
and
these
then
Pluto energies very strongly.
Yeah. I had dinner the other day with my friends, Charles and Christoph, and they both are early Capricorns. And so Charles looks at me, and he goes, "So, is the United States having a Pluto transit?" And I said, yes, Charles, it is.
Yes.
He goes, "I thought so. I thought it was having a Pluto transit." And I'm like, okay, Charles, who, you know, owns a restaurant, owned a wine store, is, you know, gardens, you know, nice little tourist Capricorn, he's like, I thought we were having a Pluto transit. I'm like, yeah, that's it. We're having a Pluto return. And I heard Heather squeak in, and I see she signed in. Yes. Heather?
Hi there. How are you doing?
Hi, Heather. Good.
Yes, we're not having as much of a Pluto transit as Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram did today.
I know. It was like gone. You know,
yeah. Gone 8 hours. Apparently, they destroyed the interdepartmental communications, so they couldn't talk to each other, and their ID badges didn't work in the server room, so they couldn't get in. It was a real a wonderfully Mercury retrograde story.
No redundancy, Mark? No redundancy, Mr. Zuckerberg? Didn't back up those servers, big gay?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. So that's what they're saying it was? Was it a hack or was it just
They said what Zuckerberg happened? Lost $6 billion today.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it went down, but Mercury was so very retrograde on there.
Yeah.
And in the dark of the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we see
and
them
the
trying
of
to...
God.
Yeah. They're trying to get bills passed in Congress in the midst of this.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
I think it shifts a little towards the end of the week when Venus gets the heck out of Scorpio and gets into
right.
Sag.
Yeah.
You know, but right now.
I think we'll have end of the new moon, and well, there's a series of things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I did a new moon webinar on Sunday. When I was looking at that new moon chart, I was like, this is kind of like Godzilla versus King Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Godzilla had more power. He was more raw strength. But King Kong had friends. So we need to harness our friends together, and then we can beat Godzilla. But it's definitely, because we also have Pluto stationing now, and then we have Saturn stationing on Sunday the 10th. So that little period of time between the two of them, that 5 days between Wednesday and Sunday, they both are stopped, and they're both, you know, that just felt like Godzilla and King Kong. So whoever you want to assign which
That's
character
nice.
To. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Definitely fun out there. And we have our fifth of five Eris-Pluto squares.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
We've had, you know, she's taken out a few people. You know, she did R. Kelly and Cuomo on fourth square. Excuse me, Ghislaine Maxwell on the third. The impeachment was the first, and then Trump getting unelected, losing, and then also there was some big Canadian guy that got taken out. So watch for some sex scandal too. They just had one actually, I think, with the I want to say the soccer people. The women's soccer
team. Yes, they did.
But yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
but
there's
I think
a few of them cooking in the background right now.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see what they are.
And one of the dancers on Robin Thicke's video said that he grabbed her in the midst of it. And so that, you know, just a few more things coming out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that all works through and how that happens in there was the headlines today of confessions of a former torturer. A Chinese detective in exile talks about what they did to the Uyghurs to get them to confess to things that they hadn't done. And,
oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So it's interesting how that process is going on. But we do see that it looks like we're getting a turn in the death toll from the COVID rate. And I'm hoping that that keeps moving in a good direction, that it's been part of the Neptunian transit. So it's still, you know, still 650 people died today. It's down from 2,000 a day last week. So I'm feeling like we're that's a good direction.
Right.
Yeah.
Optimism. Yeah. Yeah, and we have the oil pipeline thing off of California. Also, a lot of times
also
in Pluto
Neptune.
There's like earthquakey things, you know, volcanoes and stuff. So that volcano is shooting up over in the Canary Islands too.
Just Saturn. So. Both Saturn and Pluto turning directions, and, you know, with this whole year has been sort of shifting and shaking with Saturn square Uranus.
Yeah, the structures beneath our feet are changing, yeah. Kind of keeps you awake, you know, you're like, okay, what's going to happen next? I feel like you go off of Facebook, or off of not so much Facebook, but Yahoo, you know, and I tune in and I'm like, ooh, what happened when I was gone, you know? It's an intense world out there right now. But it also, you know, it's definitely shifting. And now with Pluto and then Saturn and then Jupiter, all the outer planets are all going to start going direct, bing, 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 through the middle of January. So we're going to really start to feel like things take off, you know, which is good. So I think the gridlock, you know, in Congress will kind of calm down a little, too, once we get these guys moving. So it's all good. All part of the process. The world spins forward, you know, and I always remember what you say, Heather. It's like two steps forward, one step back. It's not direct, you know, but we get there. So.
Bunny hopping slowly forward.
With over 600 protests around the country this weekend on women's choice, women's right to choose what happens to their bodies. You know, when I'm
another Eris comment, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eris Pluto square, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, refusing to respond to that. And I had such a wonderful, great job of somebody who saw my complaints and said, are we back here again? Do we have to do this one more time, this round? I said, we've done it so many times before, the fight for, you know, the right of our bodies to choose. And they said, you know, well, you women have to deal with the other women. You know, this was a guy. And I said, you know, that's kind of the epitome of mansplaining. We've done it before. We'll do it again. We'll do our, take care of our homework. You take care of what you think you need to pursue, you know, immediately putting it all on the women rather than the men. And I hadn't even genderized any of my comments. So it was really interesting how an otherwise relatively calm person was responding. So that's, you know, I think part of that, you know, the Mercury-Neptune in conjunct that was exact today is continuing all of that. You were talking about that earlier, I bet. As far as the confusion and the thought process. And I was trying to write today, and it was thick. It was hard going. Have you found that, Anne and Mark, that, you know, with these aspects to Neptune, our brains aren't working very fast? I'm hoping that will improve. But how do we feel about the Sun-Mars Kazemi, the exact conjunction coming up?
Well, I actually got a lot of writing done today. I kind of whipped through
excellent.
Stuff.
Good job.
Yeah, but I have a Mercury. I have a Mercury Moon in conjunct anyway, so I find when the Mercury is in an in conjunct, I actually am pretty productive because I don't edit it. You know, normally my Virgo goes, you know, edit. You know, but I just sat there and
it's
went,
like
all right, I got to power through this. Let me just type it, and it, you know, I powered through it. So, yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
So I actually got a lot accomplished, but I have an in conjunct with my Mercury, so he was very happy to be pushed along today. So, but I think when we're, you know, when we're looking at there's also in the sky of fire and air mystic rectangle, which is a lot about our, which include, you know, the finger of God points to the moon Mars, the moon Sun Mars.
Can you define those for our audience? Can you define those for our audience?
Yeah, well, there's a big grand trine in air in the sky with the moon, Mars, Sun for the new moon, talking to the Saturn and talking to the Ceres. The Ceres is stationing go retrograde this week, too. And then grand trines flow, and we look for, you know, they're contained systems working within each other. They're all air, so they get each other. And then there's a finger of God, which is one planet is the pointer, and that's the Sun Mars, the Sun Moon Mars, and the legs kind of fan it. So it's kind of like a bellows or like a cosmic pointing to think God and Adam in the Sistine Chapel. And he points to Adam and he says, you, go do this. So the legs of the finger of God are the Uranus in Taurus and the Pallas Athena in Pisces. So it's coming up with a new strategy, figuring out how to take action, and then getting it to move. And then back to figuring it out how to take action, and then to Mars. So there's a lot of energy of this bouncy, kind of a bouncy energy. And then there's a mystic rectangle, and one of the corners of the rectangle, which is a mystic rectangle, sextiles, two trines, and two oppositions. So they're configurations that kind of magically create. So that's helpful. And the, you know, it's fire and air. They can be either earth and water or fire and air. They can also be mixed, but usually they're earth and water, fire and air. So fire and air are visionary. Great idea. Mm-hmm. That's a fabulous idea. We should do it. And so they've got a creative energy to them. And the mystic rectangle is the Sun Mars, Sun Moon Mars. And then one leg is Joe in Sag. Who are we partnering with? The other one is Chiron in Aries, which is a fire. Of course, Chiron in Aries is poking at the Sun Moon, so we're looking at being wounded or being controlled or being patriarchally picked on or whatever. And then the other leg is the Ceres in Gemini, so that certainly speaks to the marches around, you know, women's reproductive rights because of the Chiron and Sirius Marius. But it also speaks around what is it we're going to partner with to create. You know, and babies don't appear, you know, niggly in babies, in bellies and uteruses. You know, somebody puts some sperm in there and then they come in. So men have an equal stake in this, even though it's women's bodies that carry the children. So, but they, you know, the protesters landed on the Supreme Court. Supreme Court opened today with a really interesting caseload with a nice Virgo moon trine Pluto. So that was, I thought that was helpful, but it's also
Mercury retrograde worries me that the way they're going to, are they going, how much are they going to go backwards
things,
rather
yeah.
than move forward? Yeah.
Yeah.
But we can hope that it keeps moving forward.
Right. Right. But it's also, you know, not, you know, it's that thing where they've already decided they're supposed to go backwards on it, but they want to make us be able, you know, New York has rules where you can't carry a gun. You have to get a permit. And they want to take that away. And I'm like, we already have enough guns on our street. We don't need people having the ability to carry them right now. If we catch you carrying a gun and we throw you in jail. But I'm like, really?
Yeah,
we don't really
here.
Need carry permits in New York, huh? Yeah.
You're right. You don't need them in New York.
No, well, that's the case. The gun case is
yeah.
you can have them carry them in New York. So I'm like, no, we don't need them. You guys in Texas want to shoot each other up with your AK-47s. Mm-hmm. I don't want somebody being able to walk down the street with an AK-47. Sorry. But,
America.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody can have a gun, but you can't decide if you want to carry a baby. With a, you know, a 20-year raise history. It's not like they pop out and you can give them away. You know, it's 20 years, they're a lot of work, you know. I mean, technically, you can give them
and
away.
And they should think, you know, if it's easier to carry a gun and shoot anybody rather than have, you know, make it possible to have the baby. I still think that when they make it economically potent that the men have to pay child support and all medical fees starting from 6 weeks forward, when they are no longer allowed to have an abortion, you'll start to see a change in approach. As long as they can contain it into one side, I don't think we're going to see much change in that. But we can hope that that continues to change, and I think it will change when Pluto gets out of Capricorn, but it's still a couple more years when we're watching this sort of heart
also
of patriarchal culture come back.
The Pluto squaring Eris is creating, I think, a lot of extremism. So there's, and when there's extremism, it's very difficult to have dialogue.
Yeah.
Everybody takes their position and makes it even more firm. And that's Pluto and Eris.
Yeah.
They dig in and complain. You know, it has to be my way or else. Yeah.
Right.
And I hear so little about conversation around what will actually make our country healthier and more robust to survive in the future. And I hear so many bickerings on who's right and who's wrong rather than how do we create hope. And I think, you know, I'm not surprised at that until we get past next year's the intensity of that exact Pluto return. Pluto is exactly opposed our the Mercury in the American chart, and our conversation is at its worst in several ways. You know, it's not just one guy being difficult. It's we clearly see how many people can be difficult at the same time.
Yeah, the whole country being argumentative.
Right, and hopefully we can turn that into a good conversation rather than just plain argumentative. But we'll see. I have hopes. I just don't see it being easy.
Well, I'm optimistic in that, you know, if we can get people focused on their own individual leadership and their own individual responsibility, you know, what what they need to do to make it better, you know, what's their responsibility to take it and move forward. I think that makes for a great ability to help us move. Mm-hmm. You know, like, well, what are you going to do about it? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I know in my case, in different times when I've been in a leadership position and someone comes over and says to me, well, you know, you need to do this. And I go, you know, that's a really good idea. I think that I'm going to delegate you to do it. No, no, I don't want to do it. I want you to do it. I'm like, oh, no, 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 it's your idea. You go do it. And they get mad at me. But I think when we all take on our own, you know, it's my idea, I'm going to go get it done. I think that helps. Mm-hmm. Enormously, because people are stepping up and taking taking responsibility and doing it, you know.
I found that as a manager of, you know, I was doing personnel manager 10,000 ways. If anybody has a complaint, they are head of the committee to fix that complaint.
Yep.
And it, you know, they were the ones who saw it, and that empowers them to make a difference. It also cuts down on people just complaining.
Right. Yeah.
For the sake of it, recreationally.
Recreational complaining results in work. Yeah.
Right.
Well, and it's also coming up with it. So I was watching, I think it was NBC News last night, and they had this guy who was an older man and his Vietnam veteran, and he was in a scooter thing, and his scooter, and they, you know, the woman had been talking, he might be older than a Vietnam vet because he was definitely a little older, but at any rate, maybe a Korean War vet. But his scooter broke, and he was on TikTok, and they were talking and sharing stories. And so all these people pitched in, and they raised over like $130,000 to replace his scooter. So he's like, okay, so we're going to pay it forward. We're going to buy, you know, 20 people scooters. And so any vets that, you know, need a scooter, you know, a little motorized wheelchair, they're using that money and giving it to them. And it was like, oh, that's, you know, I mean, technically it's his money, but he's like, nope, I'm putting it forward in scooters. So I think it's understanding, you know, that pay it forward energy. You know, what are we trying to do, and how can we make a difference? That there is a really big opportunity here, even if the energy in the sky is contentious. It's what do we want to do to get everything moving forward, and how, more importantly, how do we get it moving forward?
So for people dealing with this week, you know, the Sun-Mars conjunction, even though it's in Libra, can bring up that very piece, that they are aware of the conflict, but it's in Libra, so it's a little hard. People aren't doing necessarily directly. They're doing sort of tangentially, off to the side, you know, with difficulty. But it is the perfect aspect to speak up for social justice and to believe in the possibility that we can move closer to social justice. So I'm going to use that energy this week kind of to speak up in your household and watch out for the little contentious misunderstandings, which are very much a part of daily life in a family under Mercury retrograde. And keep, you know, notice those tensions. What I've telling a couple of people that are just in bickering relationship fights right now, that stop talking and just hug. You know, do that 20-second hug with heart to heart and let that energy connect, and rather than try to sort out the answer through words with this lineup. And then once you're back in heart connection, it's easier to find an answer that works for both. I think we can take that out even to a larger scale. But to kind of work with that, what is fair, you know, what is fair for the other person as well as for you, as in that lineup of planets in Libra right now. And, you know, once Venus gets out of Scorpio, there may be a lot more kind of enjoyment of the season, too, just a chance to get out, to walk, to go pick apples. Mark, are you heading upstate anytime soon, when soon as Venus goes into Sagittarius?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were just upstate this weekend. We're going up again next weekend.
Good. Get out of town. Take a
get
walk.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
Go into apple country.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's a beautiful time.
I think that's the way to
there.
Go.
With the cider donuts.
Yes.
With the cider and the donuts. Yeah.
And with Venus in Scorpio now, but we have we've got two apple trees, old apple trees on the property, and bears. So a lot of bear poop in the woods.
the bears come and pick the apples?
They pick the apples. They gorge themselves on the apples. There's a lot of efforts out west to have, you know, people planted lots of apple trees in the towns, but that brings the bears in. So
yeah.
they try to pick each other's apples. Everybody picks apples, and they go make apple cider out of it, and everybody gets apple cider, and that way the bears aren't tempted to come into town
and
get in trouble with the people. But ours are far enough out, so it's... as long as we don't have a bear dog interaction, it works just fine. But
can you see that they come all the time, or do you run out and pick apples and run back in the house?
They only wander through every now and then. Last weekend we did have someone stop on our driveway and call and say, "There's a bear in the middle of your driveway. It's sitting down. It's not moving." But he sauntered off within 5 minutes. There was a very big bear walking down the street because we live on a street along a stream where the bears wander down from the mountains. But
right.
He was only there for a few hours, and then he wandered on. So you just, you know, you talk loudly when you go in the woods. You sing as you go. And as I say, my singing can frighten off anything, including a bear.
Does it scare the bears away?
Works. Mm-hmm. It works.
Cool.
That they don't want to argue with you. They just want some apples.
Yeah. They want some apples. You know, they're like, "I'm just here for some food." Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, the Sabian, one of the Sabian images for today, this new moon, is a bear. You know, Linda Hill. Well, Mark Edmund Jones did the Sabian images.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's actually a cute one. It's a bear is. I'll find it. I'm pulling it up. There it is. So it's a Sabian image for Jupiter at 22 Aquarius, 23, is a big bear sitting down and waving all its paws. So
perfect.
Here we are. We're talking about the symbol, right?
That's perfect. Waving all its paws and enjoying that energy, that, you know, that reconnection with the wild in a safe way. You know, that respect between the wild and the humans has, when it's not good, we start stepping into their territory and bringing diseases back into humans. So if that natural relationship is, it feels so essential that we really prioritize in the time ahead. And I'm looking at the south node in Sagittarius. Can we really, you know, help the natural world find its voice?
Yeah. Well, and also understanding that there's this big shift, because nodes are going to shift pretty quick into Scorpio Taurus, which is a lot about, you know, what are we letting go of? What are we losing towards what do we
so
need
much.
To be building
yes.
forward? Yeah.
So.
Going to the eclipse season. You know, it's just one thing after the next. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Which is good.
And the eclipse season, do you have any warnings for people? You know, well, Mercury is retrograde until the 18th, then it's so important that we go through the past, catch up, finish old projects, reconnect with old friends. I had some old friends that I haven't seen since I lived in Santa Fe that came through, you know, 18 years later, I get to see them last weekend. It was lovely. They drove through and stayed with us for 2 days on the way, just camping around the Northeast. Northwest. It's wonderful to have that sense of reconnection. So I really suggest that you try and find people that you've wanted to be in touch with for a long time and haven't. They may be a lot easier to talk to than the people in your household right now.
You're going to catch up, and you're not going to be arguing about who didn't do the dishes.
Exactly.
You
know? So we hope that goes well. And, yes.
All good. So any last words for the week, Mark, that you noticed?
Well, I'm still with take a chance. Just take a chance and take an action.
I like it. I'm like with King Kong, the way he beat Godzilla was he gathered his friends. So unite on a forward motion for what you believe in. That's what I'm going to say is the energy for the week. And Heather?
I just keep work slowing down and think twice before you hit the send button.
Yeah.
Which is what Facebook did not do today. So, yes. Take care. Have a good week.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Hannah Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk.
And Heather Rowan Robbins from Montana.
And Mark Waltz from the Hudson River.
Wonderful. We'll see you all next week.
Have a great week.
Bye now.
Bye, guys.